My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Fact check myself, Seth. I was right. Khalil Davis actually very recently played for the Birmingham Stallions in 2023. Same calendar year in which he played for the Houston Texans last season. So he came off of a year of spring ball right into being a Houston Texan last year and did some good things for the Texans.
He reminds me of a guy early in the Texans' existence, Corey Sears, who was a defensive tackle out of Mississippi State, who had kind of been with the Rams for a couple of years, but then I think he went and played in one of the minor league type of lesser leagues and had been out of the league for a year. And just, I remember this is one of the, like, hardest dudes I've ever met in football. Just, hit people hard as hell. Couldn't breathe because he had all kinds of sinus issues and everything, but would still go out there vomit and then make a play. Just a gritty, tough dude. That's what Khalil Davis reminds me of. Like, yeah. Okay, he's like the 310-pound version of the scrappy 150-pound guy that you don't want to fight, you know?
Yes.
He's the guy that scrappy 150-pound guy finally meets his match when he realizes, like, oh, there's big dudes that are like me, too.
Yeah.
That's what Khalil Davis reminds me of.
6'1", 308, according to his Wikipedia page. 6'1", 308. Sixth-round pick by the Bucks in 2020. Spent 2021 with three different teams. In 2022, wasn't in the league. He was in two training camps, wasn't in the league. Went to the Birmingham Stallions of the USFL last year. And now it's a competitive situation, but I'd be shocked if he didn't make this team and be part of the rotation along the defensive line. Like, it's a great story.
And I think that in talking to, Nick has talked about this, and I was talking to him after our interview about the defensive tackle position. And I think they very much, they want to, like, kind of like a basketball team. They're looking at defensive tackle like a basketball team where you want to have different body types.
Yeah.
And on one end of the spectrum, you have your smaller guys like Marcus Harris who can really get upfield and are athletic. But then they also want to, that's why they brought in Foley Fatakasi, Tim Settle, and retained Khalil Davis. They're just big dudes.
Huge.
That can provide mass but also play good football.
Yeah.
Fatakasi's been playing very well in camp. He's another guy I'm excited to see tonight just because I want to see it against guys who aren't the Texans' offensive line.
Yep. D'Amico Ryans sat down with Diana Rossini. Man, the reporters and podcasters have been coming through on a conveyor belt here with the Houston Texans.
Nice. We've gotten a lot of really good interviews.
Good content, no doubt about it. And so Diana Rossini of The Athletic was at Texans camp this week in Ohio. And it's funny how a lot of them much rather go to Ohio than come to Houston in August. That was a smart move by them, I would say, weather-wise. Here was D'Amico Ryans when Diana Rossini asked him about what's the Stephon Diggs experience been like so far.
I love Diggs. Man, I talked about CJ being competitive, but Diggs is like, he cares so much about, like, winning. He cares so much about being good, like, and he cares so much about his teammates and making sure everybody is playing their best. Like, man, who wouldn't want this guy on our team? Like, it's as I mean, I'm so thankful and blessed that we were able to acquire him. He was able to come to our team because I think his leadership level is just off the charts. He's off the charts as a leader, off the charts as a player and a person. Like, he's a fun guy to be around. He loves football.
He told me the goal is to be captain. Yeah. He said that his goal is to be the captain of this team. He's like, if they decided, so I can't.
He's well on his way.
Okay, so that was one of my predictions after watching Stephon Diggs at training camp for about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Was I think he's going to be a captain of this football team.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. You and I vary in how much stock we put into that, especially since Jalen Petrie was a captain
It's an NFL top 100 thing for me, man. Anything that ranks somebody in anything, I'm here for.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. But yeah, okay. As far as everything that's happened with Stephon Diggs so far, I think that they were saying the exact same thing about it in Buffalo for 2 years. You know, it's just whatever it is with Stephon Diggs. You know, maybe it was just something that's in the past, and maybe it was the situation in Buffalo. It didn't crop up until towards the end of his second year there in Buffalo. So none of this, not a single solitary bit of the gushing about Stephon Diggs surprises me or makes me feel like, oh, this is a different version of Stephon Diggs or anything. Everything that DeMeco is saying about Stephon Diggs, they still say about Stephon Diggs in Buffalo in terms of the positives. They just, you know, they might say it with a different tone of voice. It's almost like some of them are almost kind of acknowledging it more so than, you know, embracing it or anything. So it's not going to be an issue. Stephon Diggs, I will be very surprised if he's on the team 2 years from now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
2026 season, not because he has a shelf life or anything, but because he's currently 31 years old. So it's an afterthought. I think you're going to get the same way it was a love fest between Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs for two straight seasons. I would expect nothing less now. And this is a better situation for Stephon Diggs, I think, in terms of the type of quarterback he's working with and to the very opposite, where people wonder how Stephon Diggs will handle, you know, not being always the number one guy. I think he's going to relish actually not having to be the focus of attention of the defense every single week. It's really going to loosen and open things up for him.
Okay, so two things there. One, do you think that Stephon Diggs, if he doesn't get elected captain, is going to be upset? It's a stated goal to Diana Rossini of his that he wants to be the captain of this football team. Do you think he'll get upset if he's not elected captain by his team?
Would he get upset? Probably. I think he maybe internally, but that's maybe the first big test. Does he externalize it? Does he go on social media or something?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm being semi-serious about this. Guys, it's a stated goal of the guy, and it's a goal that has to do with the respect of the teammates that he has gone seemingly out of his way to gain here.
I do think, for real quick though, I just, because of the way all of this stuff works, I'll be really surprised if he's not voted captain.
I will too.
I mean, that's the, just based on how much he's like helped out the defensive backs and everything.
Yeah.
Like, so many people have glowing reports about him. He's one of your senior veterans on the team. The best resume on Does he have the best resume on the team of all Texas players right now?
Of all the in terms of Pro Bowls and things like that? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, like he's the closest thing to having a conversation about the Hall of Fame, I guess, if that's a way to put it, right? I mean, he's been one of the best receivers in football for a 4 or 5 year period. The other thing just goes back to something you just said, which is, you know, 2 years down the road, 2026, you know, what it might, and I know he said sort of a 2 year shelf life. He's only got a 1 year deal here. Do you feel stronger after watching? I know it's early. I know we got a whole season to play, but do you feel stronger just after watching Diggs operate here with the Texans that he could be back for another year or more after this?
Maybe a little bit, but I think realistically there will be another team out there that wants to give him a 3 year deal or give him kind of a, that'll give him an irresponsible deal.
Yeah.
That'll give him a lot of money that extends on into his mid 30s. And I think the Texans, as long as Nico Collins and Tank Dell stay healthy and you feel good about them, you've got those two guys locked up for several years now. I would be surprised if he's here, no matter how good a year he has, because I think some other team will just be covet him more.
Yeah. It's still, to me, the heavy favorite that this is a 1 year marriage. But I feel a little stronger that it might not be. Like, my Diggs-o-meter is at like 20% chance that he's back after this year right now, whereas going into the season it was at like 5%.
And just before somebody fact checks me, he turns 31 this season, so he's currently 30. But yeah, I always talk about the age that goes on the Pro Football Reference,
right?
Which is
Jameis Winston is amazing. As a football player, he's pretty good. You know, he's solid. But as an interview, he's amazing. Here was Jameis Winston when he was asked about, and we should keep in mind, maybe some of our audience doesn't know, Jameis Winston is Deshaun Watson's backup in Cleveland right now. He was asked about Deshaun Watson at his media availability yesterday, Jameis Winston, and here's what he had to say.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone.
I wish you were a better quarterback. Except the problem is, I think the very thing that makes him entertaining as a person is the thing that messes him up as a quarterback. It's his lack of filters and boundaries that in various parts of football and life that make him entertaining and yet also make him lead him to throw more than 30 interceptions in a season.
He's something else, man. Jameis Winston is something else. All right, we head into the 8 o'clock hour. Football Friday, man. This is a Football Friday. Getting you ready for Texans and Steelers tonight, 6 o'clock kick. 3 o'clock, we get Texans countdown. That'll be me and Seth, and then Clint Sterner and I will take you on the journey post-game tonight, Texans and Steelers in Pittsburgh, kickoff at 6. Speaking of quarterbacks, up next, ESPN has an article about all the second-year quarterbacks in the NFL who started multiple games last year, one of which is C.J. Stroud. We've seen rookie quarterbacks take the lead amongst their fellow rookies and get surpassed by other guys within a year or two. If C.J. Stroud gets surpassed as the best rookie in this class, who surpasses him? We will have that for you coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.